I don't know if this is a good idea, but we're going to go with it. First, a few weeks ago, my wife had her birthday party, and she said it was dress up, and that we all like to dress glam from any era, but it had to be glam. And so this week, on Tiny Tidal Waves, we're going to be talking about glam, specifically because I went to the dump shop here in Raglan, and looking for something glam day before the party, and all I could find was, well, what I found was an amazing 70s glam shirt. And so we're going to be talking about glam from the 70s. This is how I put my shows together, people. The true genius at work right here. So it's Tony Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. It's Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio. And from 7:30 until roughly 9 o'clock, we're going to be listening to 1970s glam. And let's just kick it right off with a band called T-Rex and a song called 20th Century Boy. We'll be right back.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. They played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up into his mind. Like a leper messiah, when the
Ziggy Stardust from Dave Bowie. Let's learn a little bit about glam rock. It's a style of rock music. Well, I don't know. We're not. I didn't really say glam rock. You know, 70s glam. Because it's glam rock and there's glam metal. Maybe we'll do a little bit of a look at glam metal just for comparison. Not listening to it, but maybe we'll talk about it a little bit and see if we want to do a specific glam metal show. But when I think of glam, I usually think of the 80s. But it's actually started in the 70s. He developed in the United Kingdom in the early 1970s. And it's kind of funny that it's one of these music genres that's defined by the like aesthetic. So it was this glam rock was primarily defined by flamboyant clothing, makeup, and hairstyles of the musicians, particularly platform shoes and glitter. They are glam artists drew on diverse sources ranging from bubblegum pop and 1950s rock and roll to cabaret, science fiction, and complex art rock. The flamboyant clothing and visual styles of performers were often camp or androgynous and have been described as playing with other gender roles. Glitter rock was a more extreme version of glam rock. Ooh, glitter rock. The UK charts were inundated with glam rock acts from 1971 to 1975. Now, I can't guarantee that all we're playing is before 1975 tonight, but most of it will be. But we're calling it 70s glam because of the entire decade, so we're okay. But in the March 1971 appearance of T-Rex, frontman Mark Bolan on BBC's music show Top of the Pops performing Hot Love, wearing glitter and satins, is often cited as the beginning of the movement. Other British glam rock artists included David Bowie, Mott the Hoople, Sweet, Slade, Mudd, Roxy Music, Alvin Stardust, and Gary Glitter. Though not central to the genre, artists such as Elton John, Rod Stewart, and Freddie Mercury of Queen also adopted glam styles. Now, just a disclaimer, last week's episode was all about Queen, so I'm not playing any Queen this week. even though they would deservedly sit here among some of the glam rock artists. Let's just finish this little part. In the United States, the scene was much less prevalent, classic US, with Alice Cooper and Lou Reed the only American artists to score a hit in the UK. Other American glam artists include the New York Dolls, Sparks, Susie Quattro, Iggy Pop, and Jabraith. Glam rock declined after the mid-1970s, but influenced other musical genres, including punk rock, glam metal, death rock, and gothic rock. The New Romantic movement, which began as an underground fashion subculture movement in nightclubs in the late 1970s, before becoming mainstream in the early 80s, was also inspired by the visuals of the glam rock era. The New Romantic movement. Okay, cool. So, yeah. See, I don't think glam rock ever kind of... I guess it peaked in the early to mid-1970s and then declined. But I would have a strong argument that it comes back in the 1980s in a massive way. Maybe that's more glam metal. You know, your Motley Crue's and such, Guns N' Roses. Let's ponder that, and I'll learn a little bit more while we listen to some more Bowie. Why not?
Small Jean genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashback blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Gin Genie lives on his back. Gin Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. Gin Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. The Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Jean Genie, let yourself go. Loves to belong.
Fame from David Bowie. Before that was the Genie. It's Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and we are listening to glam rock tonight, and we're talking about it as well. We've heard how it started. Now let's hear about some of the characteristics. Mainly, it can be seen as a fashion, really, as well as a musical subgenre. The artists of glam rejected the revolutionary rhetoric of the late 1960s rock scene, and instead glorifying decadence, superficiality, and the simple structures of earlier pop music. In response to these characteristics, scholars, such as some guy, characterized glam rock as, quote, offensive commercial and cultural emasculation. They're drawing on influences, as we said, bubblegum pop, guitar riffs of hard rock, stomping rhythms of rock and roll. Ultimately, it became very diverse, veering between the simple rock and roll revivalism to complex pop music. In its beginning, it was youth-oriented. It was a reaction to the creeping dominance of progressive rock and concept albums, I see. Publication Bomp called the overall denim dullness of a deadly, boring, prematurely matured music scene. Visually, glam was a mesh of various styles ranging from 1930s Hollywood glamour through to 1950s pin-up sex appeal, pre-war cabaret theatrics, Victorian literary and symbolist styles, science fiction to ancient and occult mysticism and mythology, manifesting itself in outrageous clothes, makeup, hairstyles, and platform-soled boots. Glam rock is most noted for its sexual and gender ambiguity and represents representations of androgyny besides extensive use of theatrics. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. It continues. But I think let's just keep it short, eh? Maybe type in glam into your phone and into Google and 70s glam and have a little look at some of the outfits these guys were using. It's looking at a picture of Mark Boland from T-Rex wearing this amazing zebra print vest with a cape and metallic PVC pants. Beautiful. Okay, we are going with Gary Glitter, and then we'll hear some T-Rex.
And I give a heart love,
Get It On from T-Rex from their album Electric Warrior. And this is Tiny Tidal Waves, and we're listening to glam rock tonight. 1970s glam rock, which I have discovered. There's not really, you know, 1970s glam rock, you say that, but glam rock is really just a 1970s thing, because in the late 70s, it sort of changed and morphed into actually glam metal, also known as hair metal. It just kind of got a bit crunchier, really. You know, glam metal evolved directly from the glam rock movement. And then, you know, kind of went more into the US as well. Whereas glam rock was very much just a UK thing. I mean, if, you know, there were a handful of bands, but it originated in the UK, and the handful of bands that from the US, you know, ended up kind of twisting it into glam metal. So I've got a bit of a treat, actually. Glam rock was a major background influence for Richard O'Brien, who wrote the 1973 London musical The Rocky Horror Show. And the original, the film that had Tim Curry, they recorded everything. And so there's like the whole soundtrack, and it's incredible. And yeah, it's very much glam. So here's two tunes for you, the first of which is Sweet Transvestite.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
something to live for. Have you and grab you till you're sore. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. Jerry Bob. Hello, world. I'm your wild girl. Jerry Bob. Jerry Bob. Jerry Bob. Jerry Bob. Jerry Bob. Jerry
call you a lover boy. Try it! Pick it up! Take them lights away! Try it! Pick it up!
All right, that was Trash from New York Dolls off their self-titled record. And before that was Search and Destroy from the Stooges off of Raw Power, Cherry Bomb from the Runaways off of the Runaways, and Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, sung by Tim Curry. Did an incredible job. And that was something that I was reading about on the Wikipedia page about glam rock, the relationship to the LGBT community. The glam rock scene that emerged in early 1970s London included numerous openly bisexual musicians, including Queen's Freddie Mercury, Elton John, and David Bowie. There used to be a magazine. Claudia Perry felt that glam rock, quote, glam rock was a queer paradise of sorts. Watching Mick Ronson and Bowie frolic on stage gave hope to every queer kid in the world. John's flamboyancy was also of great comfort. I think she meant Elton John. Mark Bolan of T-Rex is still the subject of speculation. They're talking about his sexuality. We don't care about that. But what it did do is help rock. Glam rock also helped to normalize androgynous fashion. Jabraith, the rock scene's first openly gay star, was also part of the glam rock scene. Glam rock hits Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed and Rebel Rebel by David Bowie also brought attention to non-heteronormative situations in the world of rock. Glam's vocals had a fruity theatricality, supporting lyrics that presented as a boast. Your mother can't tell if you're a boy or a girl, that's from Rebel Rebel. Glam was butch and femme at once, which is bisexuality in sound. And the Rocky Horror Picture Show, soundtracked by primarily glam rock, was a keystone of the LGBTQ media in the 1970s. The song from the show Sweet Transvestite, which we just played, was noted as the first big glam rock aria of the musical, and that glam rock was a queering or camping of the genre of rock music. It's super cool, you know, like all of the campness and all of the fashion and everything, kind of putting all of this stuff into the mainstream and making people who maybe felt a little bit excluded from the mainstream, or maybe not a little bit excluded, extremely excluded from the mainstream, and especially from rock music, were finally had a place, which I think is super... can't swear quite yet. 6 minutes. I think it was super cool. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and it's 8:24 on Tuesday night, and we're about to listen to Sudi Quattro sing Can the Can, and after that we might get some Alice Cooper. Here we go.
We'll be right back. so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
Passionate one.
Oh yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna want you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom.
Something touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over when you feel there's nothing left for you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky, and the girl in the corner is everyone's one. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh yeah, it was electric.
Yeah!
That was Fox on the Run from a band called Sweet, and before that was their biggest hit, Ballroom Blitz. Before that was Looney Tune from Alice Cooper off the School's Out record, and before that was Suzy Quatro with Can the Can from Suzy Quatro. So, Sweet. I didn't really know anything about Sweet. I've heard the song Ballroom Blitz, obviously, and that was called Fox on the Run, and so, yeah, I'm just looking at their Wikipedia, and it's pretty hilarious. Long hair, tight, kind of, what do you call them? Like, bat suits? Like, super tight with big open chests and long hair. Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. Anyway, Sweet were from London. Yeah, formed in 1968 and were, yeah, glam rock. Pretty cool. Okay. another band I didn't know anything about is a band called Slade. Let's have a look at those guys. Okay, a bit more understated. Top Hats. They were from Wolverhampton, formed in 1966, and again rose to prominence in the early 70s with glam rock, achieving 17 consecutive top 20 hits and 6 number ones. Massive. And so we're going to listen to a song called Come On Feel the Noise, and that is spelt C-U-M. And I think it's a song that eventually was covered by, was it Kiss that covered it? Let's find out. I'm pretty sure it was Kiss, wasn't it? Oh, Quiet Riot, that's it. And, you know, and that became the popular version. So let's hear the original. And then after that, fuck it, let's hear some Kiss. Baby, baby, baby!
Wild, wild, wild. We get wild, wild, wild.
That was Detroit Rock City from Kiss. I don't know what it is about Kiss. I just don't really care, you know? Before that was Come On, Feel the Noise by Slade. And, yeah, I mean, I think that's not, like, the famous version because that other group ended up doing it. Oh, I just said their name. And I've totally forgotten it. Anyway, who cares? Detroit Rock City from Kiss. Yeah, average as. What I'm trying to figure out is that I'm about to play a song from Elton John. And it's called Pinball Wizard, which is a Who song. Ah, here we go. The song is performed by English musician Elton John in Ken Russell's 1975 film adaptation of Tommy. Okay. It was released in 75 as a promo single only in the US and in 76 in the UK, where it reached number 7. Cool. Okay. So let's listen to Elton John. We're going to hear Pinball Wizard, and we're going to hear The Bitches Back off of his record Caribou.
Yeah.
Okay, The Bitch is back. Elton John off Caribou. Before that, his cover of Pinball Wizard by The Who. And, all right, we've got one more song to play. It's going to be Benny and the Jets, because I think it might be my favorite Elton John song. I don't know. I can't be sure of that one. But it's glam rock, and that's what we're talking about tonight. An exciting few weeks coming up. So next week, I think we're going to progress with the glam rock thing and do the natural progression into glam metal, move into the 80s, hear some riffs and some high squeals, some big hair. After that, we're going to do the best Christmas songs that are actually cool. And then we might do like a New Year's Eve countdown kind of jams. And then it'll be like a recovery show. So that's the next 3 weeks of Tiny Tidal Waves. I hope you'll join me. My name is Kane, and have a wonderful evening. And hold on. Let me do this.